From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
The numbers are in. And who has been crowned last year's biggest wine-producing nation? You'll find out after this.
Hey, wine lovers. What if just about every conceivable wine gadget, gift item, and accessory was sitting right at your fingertips? What if there were literally thousands of them? A selection so mind-boggling that you could spend countless hours pondering and coveting. Welcome to the world of EpicStyle.com, the ultimate resource for wine accessories of every conceivable kind. Amazing gifts, products for special occasions, collectibles, and everything a wine aficionado could ever want. Seeing is believing at EpicStyle.com.
Usually the title of world's biggest wine producer is a two-horse race between France and Italy. Well, this year, a bolter came from the outside to take the crown. The country was Spain. Favorable climate conditions are cited as the reason why the country was able to produce a whopping 51 million hectoliters of wine last year. To you and me, that's a lot of wine, since one hectoliter equals nearly 27 gallons of wine. That brings the total to 1,367 million gallons. Italy came in second with 47 million, and the French were off the pace, only bringing in a mere 42 million worth of fermented grape juice. Spain's ascent to the crown should come as no surprise. The country has the largest planted surface of vineyards in the world. Yet while Spain may now be the biggest wine producer in the world, they can no longer claim to have the world's most widely planted grape varietal. For years, the indigenous variety Aran had been at the top, thanks to its dominance on its home territory. In fact, while the French may lag behind on wine production, their grape varieties account for more than 36% of vineyard plantings in the world. But at what expense to native varieties and grape diversity? I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.